Rishus HaGemari. We're holding by the fourth Melacha of Lamtes Melachas by Ma'amer. It's a couple lines in the Chayin Gimel. It's like three lines in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shemem. And there's a Sefer Al Meshulash that has 175 pages on it. So we'll try to go through it. The basic ideas over here. Basically, there are four sugis you have to go through. One is the Av, gathering. One's a Toldo, sticking things together. The third, the Suga of Nir Kam Amr, that's Gemara and Dafai Gimel. And the fourth, Chufman Gimel Beit, Suva of Nichol, Simon Shinlam and Hei. Those are the four Sugas over here that we're trying to understand. First, Ma'amr, gather things together. Pashas means things together, pick up one thing is not the Isser. But the Isser, the Ma'aser, does have a Shir over here. That means two, three, four, a bunch of things together. What is your Shir? Mishbu being down for the Rambam. That depends. If it's for Achilo, it's Gregorius. If the case of Behemo is Kimoli Pigdi, case of Asaka, Negeta is in order to cook an egg. Now the shell is because Negeta and Lamatas Melachas, what's the Loch Negeta Chatzi Shear? When you don't have the full Shear, half the Shear. We know it's Machlekis in the 8th Barak and Yuma, Yerchinon and Rishlokish, Chatzi Shear is Osama Toyo or Yabodon. We pass in Negeta Achilo, it's Osama Toyo. The question is, how do you extend that to Shabbos? So over here, Negeta Shabbos, Baruch HaShulchan, the Minchas Chinuch, they say it's Daraisa by the case of Ma'amar. And the Pashas, they're taking them just like by Achilo, who did to Shabbos. I tell Hashem, Egretala, she told her, who holds by Shabbos, who did not say Chachashir. Over here by Ma'amar, he writes his Drabonon. We know already the Mishmur, we learn by the Sugi of Grazes and by the Sugi of Kaysev. By Kaysev, Mishmur speaks out, two Aesias is Minatayro. One Ais, he says, still Chachashir also Minatayro. By the case of Grazes, by sharing your hair, two Saris is Minatayro. One here on the Mice is still a case of Daraisa. The end of Mishmur is Mice to the Sada Chachashir applies even by Shabbos. If Saluchur, what should be the Cheshbin over here? Even though the Mishmur bring down the Shu'um based upon the Rambam, over here should be a case of Chachashir also Minatayro. That's what it should be. Have you read the Mishmur slowly in Sivkot and Laman Zayin? He says, one, the Ganei Pardesim, people who protect the gardens over here, then Shabbos, not gather things together, because the Shir is a Shir cotton. Like the Rambam says, it's L'Achila, it's for one thing, L'Behem is something else, L'Asak is something else. We warn them, because the Shir is a Shir cotton. They analyze it. The Shir is a Shir cotton, they get a Chiyav Skilo. The lesson is still Osim Natayo. So, what do we care if the Shir is a Shir cotton? Let the Shir be one of the Shir is, let them gather less than that. Still, you're even Isidir Aysa. Say that less than the Shir is a son of the Mohostim Lacha, it's not Mistavro. Because we see, L'Asak is one thing, the Behem is something else, and for the case of a person, is something else. So it is our the Mishmura sounds like. Why? I feel like Yeshbech Chiyav Chattis and the Shear is a Shear Kotum. Why say that for? Say the Shear is whatever the Shear is. The Chachi also matters, it didn't arise anyway.
Too much amount.
Right, so.
Two, three. One
kind of thing, again, he's warning you the amount he's saying is, again, he's talking about the Shear.
One or two?
No, at least two.
Where did you say that?
That's not discussing that, right? Discussing over here. Discussing. He doesn't even mention those words over here.
That's what he means.
Again, he's forget. He says another way. He says the Kumoisha cost of a Rambam. And he says, forget the amount to get to the Shir Shibai, not the amount of the payers I'm discussing. He sends you to the Rambam. He says, don't. He says exactly what you did not say.
No, it's a Shir Kotten means small Shir. And what did that Shir is going to look at
the Rambam? He says it. He writes the Rambam. Again, you're both saying without reading the Mishmur inside. Read the Mishmur inside, you see clearly, my father, but you see clearly that's not what it says. So, Ora Kasha. You know, the Kasha, I don't want to mock my father. They do point out, let's say a person is put a Chachishi over here, a Chachishi over here, two different places over here. Yechura, are they been starved together? That's not be Ma'amar. Ma'amar means putting things together over here. They do discuss, let's say before Shabbos you have the Shia Chachishi. On Shabbos you put on top of it another Chachishi. Is the Issa Ma'amar you have to move both sides? Or the Issa Ma'amar has to put something together? Elamaisi put something together. Says the Gital, Agami, you only move one side, Chachi, on top of that, the Elamaisi the Isser. Explains Iron 3 in the Sefer Shishir Shabbos, because you say to Ma'amer and put things together, combining things. The Maisi combine things on Shabbos. That's the Isser Deraisa. Now that's the gate to the Shia Gregris Ukadoimo. Again, how many Paris have either won that? It's come on the or Chashuchim, but two? Yes, that's the Issus Kilo. Like they tell Shia Shabbos, Mumchano, and others being down the Gedder is two. Now the Orcha Shabbos, in his footnote, he says he doesn't understand. Luchur, the Gedder is Imor. Imor is to gather things together. And two is not Nichol the Gedder of Imor. Isef is not Nichol the Gedder of two. He does end off, however, it's against Egle Tal, Shuji Shabbos, the Orcha Shulchan, and Tzarachin. Maestro Paskim say, it's not true. Imor means putting anything together, even two is Nichol the category of being this Isidarais over here that you get skill for, even two, that's enough for this year. Now, to the Zem Amr, basically there are going to be seven questions. I'm trying to go through all seven, step by step, and you get to the Av Shabbai. And then afterwards, you know, very simple, another column over here, what you go do. The first shallow, in Duma Amr, is you gather wheat together and you tie it together. You have a bundle of wheat stalks over here. The question of the first shell is, when you gather together, do you have to tie it together? But gathering in and of itself, that's enough to be even the Issa Deraisa of Ma'amr. So the Rishon Maracha Zerua, he points out that he wants to tie the words Omer means to make a kshira to tie it together. He wants to be dyke that way in the Lashon Rambam. And there it comes out, the loch is that the idea is gathering and tying together, pressing together. That has to be something that's being tied together. Otherwise, you're not Omer the Deraisa. Maisa, the Achoin, we've read the Mishaburo, the Rosholch and the Chayodom, they clearly disagree. They point out Lashon Omer, Lav Dafka has to be Dafka tying him, it's gathering, per se. They want to answer the Lashon of the Rambam. Agamli, he points out that Maracha Zerua himself, that the Lashon of the Gemara is the salt and the salt ditch. He says the case over there is not when he has pieces of salt, it means when you get burnt out by the sun, you have clumps of salt. Says Maracha Zerua, must be a case of a clump. Small pieces are not that way. Otherwise, it's not matter. Maestro Achorim disagree. They point out, and read the Mishnah, and he says the case over here is by the Shemer, Ganes will get Paradesim. He says over there, tell them very careful not to gather Paris. No one's taking the Paris and tying it together. They're gathering to eat. So we see over there the Mishnah did not go.
How would you tie together
now? No, he says it gets clumped together, gets stuck together. Must be pieces of salt and not just particles of salt.
Clumped together means.
Yeah, it gets stuck together. It has to be something that's tied together. Maestro, again, the fact that the Pesach was causing to warn the Ganes for Paradesim, over there staying in Isidar Eisel, knowing over there discussing the Gedder of Kshira, we see the Pesach did not hold the Malacha, the pool of Kshira, to be over the Isidar Eisel. So Klal Aleph, you need Kshira not? Maracha Zerua says, yes, the Pesach would not go this way. The second Klal, do you need Gedulei Karko? That's the Gemara of Ein Gimel. The Gemara discusses, Hayman, the cut of Milchum and Malachto. Someone gathers salt from the ditch. That means that what they used to do by the salt water from the sea, very salty, they make a ditch next to the sea, the water would go inside, then the sun will come and make the water evaporate. You left the salt, left was behind with some salt. That salt over there, are you chai for it when you take it and put it together? It's Kamlung Ravo, and he says, Echai Mushum Amr, Gisla Fenenu. Abaya says, "Ein imo ela b'gdula karko." So you have machlokes. Rav and Abaya, when you have the salt in this ditch, you put it together. If you ever an issa deraisa of ma'amar, do you say the klal of ein imo ela b'gdula karko, and this is not gdula karko or not? The ma'is, how do we paskin? So since the girsel of anenu is Abaya v'Rav, how do we paskin Abaya v'Rav? So everyone knows you passing like Rav chutz me'at gam. So you can nail the mitzvahs. One of the basic things every child knows. Therefore, says the Ozerua. How do we paskin? This is even not begdula karka, like the case of salt, like Rav over here. Look at that, Shlomo, the Ramach, they seem to go this way. They point down the fact that the Rech brought down the Gemara Kitzurasai, says the Ma'iris. Therefore, since he brought down Rav, then Abaya, the clouds Rav and Abaya, look at Rav, and then there is Ima, by the case, it's not begdula karka. Atzad Hasheni, the Ben Echanan on the page, the Fayin Dalet, and afterwards the Rambam, the Rosh and numerous Rav Rishonim come along and they paskin not that way. They paskin ain't imo ela b'gdula karko, which seems to be the case of Abaye Shito. Maracha Zerua, the Rav Yoh, the Smag, the Ben Yeruchim, another Rishonim. So first we have Machlok Rishonim, do we paskin is imo dafka b'gdula karko or not? Maracha Zerua wants to say yes, the son and others want to disagree over here. Lalok l'maiso, the Gletal, he come along to be Machmer. He says that is imo something is not b'gdula karko. Tversol Mishnai seems to go this way. They won't be Machman Chayshish, the Gersel of Anenu. Asad Hashem, you read the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, in the case of the salt, wise also should doim will the Ma'amar. The Mechaber is very clear that we do not paskin the isim amr on things over here that are not gedula karko. The vosh nif al magavrom, the elyaba, the people godim, kivak has a tshuva about it. The grass, odom hakushulchem shabur. All the paskin be ikigo. There is no emer unless it's a situation of gedula karko. I have a kashil. The chura the azur is correct. A bayavu rova. The lochadak rova chutz miyalki gam. Says the Eilish Shabbos. Well, yes, Yalkiyam Yud the Ayin. What is the Ayin? The Ayin is Emor. Ayin is Emor, says the Eilish Shabbos. Emor. So it is one Yalkiyam. She passed like a bio there. The Maisa come on the Magavram. The Eilish Shabbos over here, and the Eliyab and they ask. Magavram is a kash above the Kama, which is the Fine Gimel Eid Zaymin, or the Eliyab is from Sanhedrin Dom Chav Zayin, which is Eid Zaymin. Ayin, everyone knows, is Ayin Zayim Mafreyo, Mekal Nabo, it's Machlaikis. Says the Prima Gadim to answer the early Shabbos, he means Ayin can be two Ayins, two things over here. It means Ayin Zayim Mafreyo, Mekal Nabo, or it means Emor. They point out, of course, it's very fair, because if you learn Shas, Ayinim over here. So Taisus and Rashi seem to argue what the Yalkiyams are. They argue what the Mem is, they argue what the Lamin is, or they say they're both. Why have to make a Machlaikis over here? It sounds like it's only one, not more than that. So the Lord to answer the Eilu Shabbos of terrorists that Ayin is Emor is very shver. If so, back to the question, why in the world are they passing like a Bayo and not like Rovo? So they come along with the second terrorists. Come along with the Magavami points out, there's another gear over here. The gear says not Rovo versus Bayo. The gear says Rabo versus Bayo. We're passing a Bayo in the Talmud. You look at the Menach Nanel, his gear is Rabo. The Sefer Itim Beskerid, all the Rishonim have a gear of Rabo. And therefore, Beis Yosef, depends what print you have in the Beis Yosef, certain Beis Yosefs have a gears over here of Rabba. And therefore, for this reason, you're passing Abaya against Rabba, because Abaya is a Talmud. There's a third Malach, I see a Volt and Shum and Chelek Dalad. His words are, Harbu Shadim, have a gears like this, Abaya in the place of Rabba, and Rabba in the place of Abaya. Not this Rabba instead of Rabba, but they switch things around. Abaya instead of Rabba, Rabba instead of Abaya, are passing like Rabba. The Rabba holds, Ein Imer El Bilo Karko. Now he says, Harbi Rishainim. I came across 25 different Rishainim. I never find anyone has that Gersal. I'm not sure who these Harbi Rishainim are. I see either they had a Gers of Rabba or they had a Gers of Rovo, always first. I don't know who these Harbi Rishainim are in the Vavosner, but somehow he has Harbi Rishainim who switched the things around over here. A third option. So Maisa come along the Beik of the Paiskim, they come along the Paskim, the Loch of Imur is only applied to something that is Gedula Karko. Now the Shal is, that's negated to the Raiso. What about, is there an Issa D'Rabbanan? So you read the Rambam. It says, by the case of Melech B'Malachto, they pass an Ein Emor Ela B'Gdula Karkul Kulo, however, it's Nero K'Ma'amr. That means, Sefkel Soif, there's still an Issa D'Rabbanan here. And therefore, the Ben Yeruchim will say, Abatim, others shouldn't go this way, and that's the Lush in the Torah. That's the Lush in the Mechaber. The place can go this way, and the Beis Yosef explains, not to make a Machlokes Ruachot. The Sefkel Soif, at the end of the day, there still is an Issa. That means besides for the Av Shaboy, we have Nocha Klal over here, or Nocha Ged over here, of Nir Kamamar. That means even though it's Nakdu Lakarko, Nir Kamamar. Now the question is, what's the definition of Nir Kamamar? So it seems to be a Machlokes among the Gedolei HaPoskim, what's the definition of Nir Kamamar? The words in the Chai Odom is very simple. Shum Dover. Anything that's Nakdu Lakarko is Nir Kamamar, and have its problems, then we switch that to Gedolei HaKarko. Asal Hashanim, Kivega as a Shuvo, and Chelk Alv, and the end of the Simnacha, comparing the Sugya of Zoyer, the case of Ma'amr, is only with Dula Karko, and he wants a Taina, it has to be something, Dafka, with a salt is being developed in this ditch over here. Dafka, something is being created over here. He compares the Avada Wood as Nak Dula Karko, it has to be something that's being developed in this area over here. That means, example, says with Simcha Bottom, you take out mines, you take out stones from a mine, you take out rocks from a mine. That's a place where it was developed and made over here. You're taking it out over there. Might not be Gedula Karko, it's near this way. It's like salt in the mine, rocks in the mine. That means it comes up as Machlokes is the definition of something is anything is near Kamamar, not Gedula Karko. But that's something being developed there. Salt was developed, created there. You made it over there. It's Ka'in, the idea that's Gedula Karko. Why could it was made in this place over here? Could be this, you can explain with this in Machlokes, the Achronim. You have eggs in a chicken coop. Now, on Shabbos, they gather them together. Is there a problem? That means, let's say before Shabbos, they lay the eggs, nobody of Neilad. You want to gather them together on Shabbos. Says the Urcha Shabbos, he quotes the Ozerua and says, the Maisa, there's an Issa to gather them together. Now, look what Heroschoi. The Ozruel Master, because he holds Ein Imur. The Imur does apply, but I think it's not Gula Karko. So Kota Ozruel, that's a Baya. That's not true. He holds his Imur, he's not Gula Karko. Even by the case of eggs. Egg Lekal. The mice, what? Well, yes, that's, no, no, that's fine. What the Rabbanan is over here is. Now, what is the definition of Nero over here? That means that Ozruel Master comes with the Aseret. The Egletal, he came with the Aseret. He's also Lishitol Sey Paskins to be Choshish, think not to the Karkos, Nefle Gedim Amr. Mice, other Achronim, Mitzvah Shabbos, Mitzvah they come with mice to be Machmet, say all eggs, and Nefle Gedim Nero Kim Amr. They will come to Aseret to Rabbanan. Avotan Achruv and Chaladal and Chalik Zayin. He says, what are you talking about? Why is Nero Kim Amr over here? What do you see over here when you gather eggs together is Nero Kim Amr? Why is Nefle the sister? Nishma Shabbos says, what are you talking about? If, what's different in this case of Melch and Malachto? I mean, they call Avod and say, Avad, it's the Rabban over here. What did you forget? Kumi, the study of the Machlokes over here is, the eggs were not developed in the coop. The eggs were developed inside this, the mother, and then they lay the eggs over here. The Kumi, the argument over here is Nir Kim Am means anything that's not Gdula Karko? So fine, even eggs, not Gdula Karko, same thing. Or the definition, something that you developed, created over here, like salt in a ditch. When you mine stones over here, but not the cloud negated to everything. You could argue, forget maybe the chicken coop is definitely getting that's also the created over here. See, Chaim seems to understand a little bit that way over here. What could be a part of the machlok should be that what's the definition of near kamamer? Is it anything? Or is that things that were Cain created over here?
But everybody
agrees yeah. To make it is right, so you don't need to tie it together, correct?
We're going to start arguing that it was sort of created up then, wouldn't you have issues in Nola regarding the eggs?
No, Nola be only if it's on Shabbos Nola, or Shabbos Nola.
So we're arguing that it's that was created then, when...
No, you when you... Maybe in the list of Nola, we'll see why it's not exactly Nola.
This...
Now, the guys...
It's also printed on the Amar that you need Kesher. If you wouldn't do Kesher, you would be near.
Yeah. Now, in the Gate of Amr, we're discussing it has to be Paschal, it has to be Gdula Karko. When we say Gdula Karko, is it Dafka Gdula Karko to eat? Or is it Gdula Karko thing is not to eat? So, Minchas Chinuch, he wants to say a Chiddush over here. But once a time you read the Lord's the Rambam, he says to eat. Then, one time, Ma'amr is the only thing is Negev to eat, not to eat, not Nechel Negev Ma'amr. So, I'm going to point out numerous Makaris not that way. Number one says the Shulchan Shabbos. Where is Ma'amr in the Lamentas Melachos in the Mishkan? Samonim. Samonim is not a case to eat over here. Second, they point out that where is Ma'amr in the Torah? Makoshish. Makosh go to one man, the other is Ma'amr. When he gathered wood together, they go burn. Wasn't over the other case to go eat. Where they point out, you want to say the Rambam, look at the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah, as he says, why they gather wood together? It surely says in the Yad, it's hard to cook an egg. But in case in which it says in Pirush Mishnah, he says to go burn it. Burn. So you see, also not negate Achila. So they get to what it says in Pirush Mishnah, when the Chassidim wants to answer, yeah, in Yad, he's Chayzer. So Chiddush says he's Chayzer, we have no clear right to it. So Maisa come on the place and say, when it says Gedula Karko. What? No. He said to burn for the Levash Beitzo. Burn to the Levash Beitzo. For Eichel.
That's
what Minchas Chinuch wants to say. But not stop to eat up the house. But not to eat up the house. Not to make an egg. To eat. That's the right they want to bring. My supposed to say, again, still leave the case of one of the Mishkan, they want to argue and say this Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch, Pasha is not Kalocha. Gula Kaka means Gula Kaka for anything over here. So come down and get this second call. We Paskins only by Gula Kaka. Not by Gula Kaka, still doesn't is the drop on him. Third question, Klal. In the saying over here, besides the idea of Gula Karko, does that be the idea of Mokum Duloi, where it grew from? Now, if you want to take out the Al Mashulash, he comes along and he has 11 Ushenim Maiso Mekel, 7 Ushenim Maiso Machmer. The Mekor over here comes to Mekel, make it come to Sigyas or to 3 Sigyas. Tasis the Meir and Daf Lam Aleph and the Ritva, the Rashba, the Smag, they point out that the Gemara says a case of you have Melech Mamalachto, the salt. In a salt ditch. Why does the Gemara have to say Dafka the case in its ditch? Why not say anywhere? The one time the Gemara's Meduik has to be Dafka B'mokim Gedulai. And even the Nira Kima'am has to be a case of Mokim Gedulai. Whether it's called the Baya, that this is the Deraiso, When it comes to Rav, it has to be near Kama Amr of Rabban, still has to be Makam Gloy. Void. The Gemara banned Af Lama Gimel. Discussing gathering wood together in a Karfif on Yontif. The Gemara says it's Mutter. In fact, we're showing them gathering wood together in a Karfif on Yontif. Mutter has a Mutter. We have the Ma'amr. Says you're showing them it's not Makam Gloy. Void, if you want, they want to point out the Gemara on Kulbam Gimel, Paris fell down in the Chotzer, not Makam Gloy. So for this reason, upon these sugars come from a place in Taino that the idea of Ma'amr's Dakar of Makam Gloy, where it grew, and not Makam Gloy, the Maisa won't be a problem. Now, the shadow here is, number one, how do we have Paskin? And number two, do we have Issa Rabbanon? That means first, Eglital again come to be Machmer. He says, just like by Locha, by Dula Karkos, Machmer, it's not be Dula Karkos, still be Machmer. Who did Makam Gloy wants to be Chosh for the other Yishainim? And say, even not Makam Gloy to come to be Machmer. Atzad Hashani, you read the Mechaber in Siftas. He says, "Oh, so the Kav is called Dover min Makam Gduloi." Of course, the Mechaber, Magabram, the Goyin, Meshugor, the Chayodim, the Glaz, the Poikim say it's Dafkum Makam Gduloi. So again, the Gital has two Chumras. Meshugor, Kamlum, the Paskins. Not the way the Loch is. Dafkum, but Makam Gduloi is Isser Deraisa. Otherwise, no Isser Deraisa. Now the question is there an Isser Derabonon? Just like by thinking Nakdula Karko, we mean Isser Derabonon. Something is not Makam Gduloi, do you make an Isser Derabon over here? So come on, read the Mishnah slowly, he says, Mutter. Chayadim writes, Mutter. Aruch HaShulchan writes, Mutter L'Gadchilo. They write clearly the words Mutter. Says the Chayadim, why is it different in the case of Gduloi Karkov of Makam Gduloi? So by Gduloi Karkov, people aim to switch. Mash Ekim and Makam L'Makam, Loi Mechlof, people will not switch to Makam L'Makam. Different the case over here is Mutter. Now it's interesting, if you want to be machmer in both cases of Dula Karka and Makam Gduloi, so first, are we machmer in both? Come on, the Bris Eilam, Nama Zilber, he's machmer in numerous sugis in the idea of Ma'amr, he has a true Nechal test to say, why is machmer against the Mishnah Berurah? You want to tie a paper on the floor, gather it together, or even this is the Raisa. This is the Raisa. Why is that Makam Gduloi? Machmer. Not Dula Karka? Machmer. Maisa, you look at the Egli Tal, he himself says, yeah, he said to argue on that, right? He argues on that. He quotes
three things.
Yeah, he had all these chumers, and then following the Esther, the Chalitah and Shuvi, he says why he takes out all these chumers, and the guy asked him, he's against the Mishnah Berurah. He says, yeah, against the Mishnah Berurah. Maisa, if you look in the Egmetal, he says you can't take out both chumers. It's either one or the other. He said, I'll be the Cheshmer, the Sugula. Either you take on it's something that's not Gdula Karko, or you take on the idea of Makam Gdula. You can't take out both chumers. He might clearly not like Gdula Mazobar, took on both chumers over here. Again, La Locha, we do not seem to go this way. Oh, Nidru Bris Olam. And the Mashkiach went like this, and the Uri went like this. So, we have both hands now. No, he passed away a couple of years ago. 10 years ago, Tam L'Chazanish. Now, once we say the Isser, the Raisa, and the Rabban, only Makam Gduloi, and away from that is Mutter, what's Makam Gduloi? So, Mechano says, the Maisi have to be practical. That means something falls on the trees, under the tree, of course, the Makam Gduloi. The rule is what? The get is 4 amas. Amas that's not dollars by person, not a guaranteed tree over here. So he says, whatever practical, sometimes in certain places things fall 10 amas, fine. It's not a derech, that's not Makam Gduloi. Makam Gduloi, the person sees it, it's associated back to the tree or the bush that came from, that's called Makam Gduloi. No one sees it associated back to the thing it came from, that's not Makam Gduloi, then it'll be Mutter. The fourth question, Uchal, is the idea of Imur Ach Imur. That means you learn all the malachas, learn bishul, ain't bishul acha bishul, learn toichin, ain't toichin acha toichin, take bread, grind it up over here. Over here in the gate of ma'amr, is there an isser of ma'amr acha ma'amr? So first, you have a case over here when you have, for example, you have a pile of wheat and a pile of wheat before Shabbos. You come along and you put them together. Imur acha imur. So it says over there, the Shir Shabbos of the Egli Tal, putting them together and tying it, that's created something new over here. And that's something new. If you don't tie it, they won't create anything. That's something new. But let's see the situation when you have a pile of wheat. It came along with a massive wind and blew it all out. And then you gather it back together, same way how it was beforehand. Now they took two different things and you put one on top of another. You did the same thing back what it was beforehand. Is there an Isser or not? Come on, Shavuot Shabbos, it says, ain't... What? Yeah, you put it back exactly how it was. You added nothing to it. Come on, Shabbos, he wants to bring it right to the Miri, the Meiser, and he's not anymore. Rav Shabbos would say, "Peter tries to read any macha imur." Ma'aseh b'chaim no, and the voz is a true with the chelak aleph. He says, "Let's analyze up yisvar shemoy. What's the idea of aim bishul acha bishul? Can you cook something? The chalais is still there. You can heat it up again, but still the chicken's cooked. You say ain't toichen acha toichen because when you made the bread, the tchina is still there. So you can't. It didn't undo what you did. When you have these stalks that we have on the floor as a pile, the wind blows it apart. It undone what it did. As if it's a brand new, as if it's a new aschal over here. So why in the world say they didn't have any machimur for it? And even they want to argue, and they want to answer Taisuid, they want to answer the Miri, and say, if I care, there isn't an issue of imachimur. So again, so we have a fourth call, machlokes among the paiskim, and as far as Shtak, they hold there isn't an issue of imachimur. The fifth question is something that's nishtanat shirasa. Come to Aruch HaShulchan, he discusses, you have a loaf of bread, you take three of them together, you bring them to the table. You gather bread together. I take rolls, belklach, and bring it to Shalom Shittus over here. What's the hat over here? So Kabbalah says that Mishtan Tzirosa, he says, Manach la loch is dafgur, makam geduloi. Koshkin, somebody's Mishtan Tzirosa, nanach negeda, makam geduloi. Therefore, he has that aloch called Mishtan Tzirosa, the vad is mutter. It's not the entity how it was created into the world. You came in and you changed it, you ground it, and you baked it, and you made it to food over here. Not nichon the is of ma'amr. The Tila Dovin wants to bring an interesting raya. We see over here the locha of pressing figs together, or stringing dates together. The locha in Sefiud is this of a toldo of ma'amr. Vrechte mogavrom, why is that even the is of megabe? You're sticking things together, a toldo of bain over here. She answers the reason why it's not megabe, because megabe dafkin, you make it look nice. Smooth, looking nice over here. In fact, the Tilodolus is the other way around. Every Megabin of making cheese, why not even the Issa Ma'amr? That means Mogabam is the one way. Every Tolda, every sticking things together of Ma'amr should be Megabin, making cheese. Every Megabin should be Ma'amr. So the Tilodolus, you know why? Because what? How do you make cheese? Take milk, turn it to curd, and the curd you press together over here. Pressing together is ready after the Shtan Tzuroso. Shtan Tzuroso, not enough to get a Ma'amr. What's the Shtan Tzuroso, not Ma'amr over here? The end of a Tzarchian, that's his raya in the case of cheese itself, that there is no Ma'amr, something's in the Shtan Tzuroso.
Who said it's not
Ma'amr? Megabin is not Ma'amr, correct.
Who said
it's not? You have to deal with my father, I'm worried. Meisel Poskim, the Me'ikik over this Malach, Shisha Shabbos, Mir Shabbos, or Vosner, or others, most Malach to go in the Shabbos, you also not Nechon the Zisr. Again, Kamal Gnom and Zilber, in Chelik Tess, he says, Techanish this thing on a Haram Tulim Besairo, we have such Chumers over here, we're getting it from, we're the Makar for it, and wants to argue, Meisel Kamal to be Machmer over here, the Minchas Chinuch wants to be Machmer. But Meisel, we have those who want to disagree with this point, but Ikkid the Poskim say, the Shabbos, you also not Nechon the Zisr, the Kol, the Gate to Ma'amr. Because the Shtan Tzirosa, you got things together that it's not in the Pula of Ke'im Mokim Gedulai. It's not enough to get a Ma'amr. What?
Going to the
Machmir? Going to the Machmir? Great Shaila. A sixth question. Is there a heter of the altar? The Olam knows, the Geir Tabor, that if you eat something in the altar, and look at the Eichel of Pseilis, yeah, the Mais is Mutter. You get a Teichen, come look at Amon, says you have a heter of the altar. The Geir Tabor, gather things and use it on the altar. Is there a heter? Can you gather and eat things on the altar? Do lechem mishnah on the altar? Is there a heter over here? So the Zivchei Tzedek a few hundred years ago, he brings down this tumult, the Chachmei Yeshivas. Chachmei Yeshivas, Be'ikon one taino, just like we extended somehow the idea of Barer to Teichen, and he wants to say a case of Dosh, who didn't also explains the idea of Imur, and he wants to be masking to the Chachmei Yeshivas. The door afterwards, the Ben Ishchai, he has a tshuva, and he quotes the Zivchei Tzedek, he says, I don't understand. What is the lumpness of the svar behind to be makel on bayer? Because when you eat, you take out the shell from your mouth. It's derech achilo. So the lumpness of the svar to be makel is called the tzur of achilo, derech achilo. When it's in your mouth right before, it's called derech achilo. The get to teichen. When you chew, during teichen. So it's a stage before you chew, nechle get a teichen. Imur, no one does in the mouth. Forget if you want, he's separating the mouth from here. That nechle get a derech achilo over here. Therefore, why in the world should you have a heter to matala altar in the case of Imur? divid of pashas and the steamers of poiskim, there is no heter of the altar. However, there is a similar idea by the Chud Hashani. What's a taino? The idea to get to gathering things together, and you want to use miyad, use the altar. He says that the idea of gathering things in the field was you want to gather the stalks to make into grain, to make into wheat, then you have to bake it. There's always stages before, and you come to do something, and a bunch of shlavim to finalize it. But let's say you gather things together to use miyad, like gathering to eat miyad. The other kind is that not nichel get a ma'amer. Ma'amer is gathering things together to process it. Gathering together to use it is not ma'amer. Ma'amer is a pool in the sado. Ma'amer is a stage before to process the object. To use the object, ke'in negativ la'altar, but that's not nichel get of ma'amer. Now it's a chiddush chud Hashani. I don't see anyone disagrees with it. Now, I don't have any cases that apply this question over here. They says over here again, gathering together to use the ma'aser's motor. In the case of he wants to have it. Oh yeah, that's not asked that. Or he has a teretz. A seventh klal over here is how do we define the te'elus or the definition of the melacha? That means come to the Maracha Zeruah and he says the whole point of gathering things together, you either cannot want the wind to blow away the straw, you want to give it to the animals, don't want people to step upon it, don't want to lose it over here. In essence, you're gathering together to protect the object. You're gathering it so it'll be in one place and don't want to mess it up, don't want to lose it or be stepped upon. But let's say he says you gather the wood together to burn to get rid of, you don't want any field. That's not ma'amer. Ma'amer again has to be a gathering things together, the process to go use it. Cain, we saw the idea of spinning something. Spinning something has to be made into a thread. We have to gather things together to go use it. Therefore, this macha is ruled brought down by the Machan Ovis. Another place can, for example, you have leaves on your porch, on the side that your porch is rootsif and koliim rootsif. Can you sweep the leaves together? It's a tree on top of you. Why are you sweeping the leaves together for? Besides the fact that your father told you to. Why are you doing it for? Why do you want to throw it in the garbage? Get rid of it. You want your porch to be clean over here. So you're not gathering the leaves together to go use the leaves to protect the leaves. Gathering it together, throwing it out of the garbage. That lemaisa of the paiskim is mutter. So the paiskim tshuva is upon this idea. Gathering to throw things in the garbage in your house or on the porch or anything, that lemaisa is mutter. Because I'm asking gathering together to process it, to use it, to protect it. To throw it out of the garbage is not nichel nesu of the melacha. Sorry? No, that's a chesaron the melacha itself. Ke'ein the melacha shein jibulufa, but it's a chesaron the melacha itself. Now, once you have this idea over here, that to throw it in the garbage, the ma'aser is going to be mutter. To protect it is usur. What about something a little bit in between? You have flowers, you want to gather them together in a vase, whether the first time, whether it fell out, we'll put back inside. Is there an issur to put prachim, flowers together, be ma'amin them together, and put them inside a vase of Shabbos? Put them back inside water. You gather them together over here. So there's a b'chaimno, and he wants time to mice, you have an issur of ma'amr. Kevin Rav Moshe, he says, it's not that clear what exactly should be an issur of ma'amr over here. And the Rebbe Simcha Bum says, oh, you know why? Because yoifi is not to protect it. Not nichle definition of the melacha. The melacha is to process it, and not to protect it. The Rebbe Shmuel Kamnetsky goes, ke'in the chodeshani earlier, it's called shimosh, I'm using it. The idea of when I gather to use it to noy, to have it to be noy. It's gathering to use, that's also not nichel negeda ma'amr. So either you can come along as nichel not negeda of the te'els of protecting it, or you can be matim inside the suga of it's not the idea of processing it, but to go use it for noy. Maisa, at the end of the day, making the place said you cannot gather the flowers together, say Moshe, not mitzad ma'amr, mitzad suga masakimono. You do have an issa, issa go do it. Not mitzad suga ma'amr. The Kodesh Halachos, he wants to answer this question that Glital has, how in the world on Yontif can a person that gathers Abra Minim? He is allowed. I said Mesakim wanted to get to the flowers they want put together in a vase. Now, the Glital has a question, how in the world can you take your Abra Minim and put the Fiyadasim, Turovas, and Lulav together and Ma'amad them together? Do you have a Bayah? Do you have a head to go to the Yontif? Especially, he goes, come along to you, be machma, thinks he's not machma gedula. He has a big problem over here. How do you go do that? So, the way the Kemet Halach is one teretz, he wants taino, he has for shimush. This is dafka the process to make something out of it. What kind of shimush about that nechon is over here? Just like you gather flowers together, it's not the idea of shimush of noi. You also to make the mitzvah. Oh, so they get involved. It depends. I think what Moshe says that if it's ma'akev the igud, you do have a problem. But simply pasuk igud was not medinoi. It's only mitzvah noishaboy. Then what Moshe's matter said echlami. It was mitzvah the loch. He said it's mitzvah the loch of. If you're passing the chumro, then igud ma'akev, you can't do that on the yontif. Ask the
second one.
What? Right, so that's what they want to say it's mutter. The Shmuel says flowers are mutter, and therefore I'll answer this the Adala Mina. Back to the town's kashrut. The Maisa first is seven klal we said by the Av, to be clear. When one klal, does that be to be able to tie it up to be over this deraisal, making the place can say no, like the Maratha Zerua. Number two, that we definitely do the karka. Bakri say yes, have it not do the karka, still does it isn't there our bottom. Number three is dafka mokum gedulai, we paskin yes, not like the gital, and not only that, it's even mutter not mokum gedulai. Number four, the aloch of imu acha imu is a machloikis, the strak is throw away to be machmer. Number five, ikin the place can make it with the case of nishdan and sirosai, it's a kolshkin in the case of mokum gedulai. Number six, the place can seem to not have the head of the altar. And number seven, the idea of the melacha seems to be dafka when you protect it over here. If you come to throw it out, not nichlan together of the idea of ma'amr. That's the gate to the av. You get to the told over here, that's the lochan sefiyot. So come to the Rambam, it says whether a person has dates that they press together, or they have these figs that they make a hole inside them and they string them together. These cases, since they come to guf echad, the told of ma'amr and yichayev. Therefore, the Mechab brings down both these cases, and the even Issa Deraiso. Now, the first question is, does a Tolda have the same parameters as the Av? We're saying the Locha negates the Av, is Davke Mokim Gduloi, and the Bayis of Adet Mutter. The Locha by the Tolda, do we say the same Klal that Davke Mokim Gduloi? Or even the Bayis can be an even Issa Deraiso? So, come along the Mokavram, it brings down the Kesem Mishnah, Pi, the Grace Ramach, same Klal, same parameter, Tolda the Av. Davke Mokim Gduloi negates the Av. Who are doing when you press things together and make something one over here, also nothing together of Dafka Mokum Gduloy, otherwise you're not even an Isser. And therefore, there are numerous Gdulah Akhrenim go this way. Taisu Shabbos, Del Yabo, Behitim, Mudara Toiro, Deza Yisrael, Ar Chashuchan Void, Asana Shedin, Alam Sunna Mishnah Bureau. He calls first a Meister Kech, the Meister is Machmer. Also, it seems to be that way from Nishmas Odom, and therefore there's a Tresol, a Graz, the Agletal, Tildavan, the Meister Machmer. So we have two sides. We have one the chilim. What do you do? Maisa, since the mishmuah is passing the chumrah, and it's also the chumrah, make it a place coming to be machmer. The idea of the told is more chumrah than av, and even in a situation that's not mokum geduloi, loch is whatever, and this is the raiso. Now, what's the svar for it? What he machmer? So he explains the nishmas odom. There are two ways of doing the act of ma'amer. One is to gather things together by itself without sticking them together, without tying them together. That he says, that's one pool over here, that's only done in the Sada. Mash'enkin, the person, when he ties them together, or sticks them together, that you over the Isser every place. That's just what he says. Says Aratri, so what? We know the Mechanish that these are two things over here. He explains the Voz and Shuvo, he says, and that to be over the Lam Tesh Melachas, you have to be Machshir of the pool that you're doing. There are two ways to master the pula that you're doing. Either gathering together in the sada, that's the way you do things, that's one way of doing it. Another way to master the pula that you're doing is sticking it together, combining it be'etzim into one, tying it together, making be'etzim into one. And that pula is done whether it's in the house or in the sada. So since we have two ways to master the pula, one's the ab, one's the total, one to be master is dafka the sada, the other way to master is sticking together is even the situation and they get to your house. Therefore, they point out, look, this is clearly not like the Maracha Zeruah that we set up for the first klal. He said the Maracha Zeruah that the whole Malach is Dafka Bekshiro, the fact that the Mishmuah sends you to the Chayodom, and it goes like the Chayodom, and he's Machal between the Av and the Toldo, the Av is not being tied together, the Toldo is being tied together, pressed together. We see they did not go like the Maracha Zeruah. Now, there are other Mahalchim that explain the Chumul Be'awati Mach in the case of Abayis, Ein Al Mashulash, he's three Mahalchim over here, but the Ik Mahalch Mishmuah Pin the Chayodom seems to be that the idea of tying and sticking together has more v'chshivas than even the issue even in the house. Now, in this chum over here, is a dafka in a situation that's gedule karko, like we have a case in Shulchan Aruch, figs and dates, or things that are not gedule karko, that we have near Kamama. We'll take the Chumra over here of the Sif Tesef to Rabbanu and put it in the case of the Toldo. The Chodeshani is Mestapik. Maisa, the Fiskechubis, the Kermis Alochis, what's the Taino? That this Chumra we will say Dafka in the case of by the Av, not by the case of the Toldo. Specifically says the Kermis Alochis, the whole idea of Tim Machme, Shleib Makam Duloy is a Chumra Mishabu against the Makam Avram. Maisa said the body can be Makel in a case of here that's not Makam. When it's inside your house, when things are not doing a cargo. Another question over here they discuss. We're saying that they're sticking them together is the Isser. What does that mean? Does it mean you have to gather the figs and dates together and stick them together? Or the Isser is just sticking them together. You had them one top of another and now you press them together. Or it's in a bag and you tie it together. The bag was in the bag before Shabbos. Now you tie it on Shabbos. Is that the Isser Ma'amar? So again, the Shvasot because of Shelley is not sure. Al Mushubush Maisa wants to be Machmer Gedarkoi, and the Kermit Alochas wants to be Mekel Gedarkoi. One time in the Locha, Ma'amr is gathering things together. There's no gathering. How in the world can it come to be Machmer? Something, there's no gathering over here. Fine, I'll get the point. We can't come. And the Chayyim is Mistopic. Fine, okay. Chayyim is Mistopic. Do you need both or not? Now, one of the cases that Chayyim do discuss, the Gate is told, they're discussing taking these, the words are Margoliot. Gold amitit, a string them together in a string. You take these beads, you take these pearls, you take a string, and you make a necklace on Shabbos. Can you go do that Shabbos? Now, one problem I do have exactly are Magoliot, are they Gedulei Karka or not? So the Orchis Chaim Mincha Shabbos, they call them or they all three say it's Gedulei Karka. Now, Magoliot amitit, I think, are pearls. Pearls, as far as I know, this past Shabbos, I had one ger by my table. Yairus, and one person who was about tshuva, discussing the foods they liked before they became religious, became Jewish. One said that she loved lobster, another one said she loved clam. And you should love opium with the clams and the pearls inside. Then she told me, you don't realize how salty your meat is. First time I ate a beef hamburger, you guys do melichan, you're so used to it, you know. You don't know, your food is so salty over here. Well, I never have that, because there's tons of salt there. But my sister, she was explaining to me how you open up a clam, and there are pearls inside. Now, is that Gedulei Karka? I'm not sure how pearls, maybe they've grown in the ocean and the clams eat it. I don't know what pearls exactly are. Why this problem? Assuming them, they're Gedulei Karka. Maybe they mean Nero Gedulei Karka. They didn't do Abonim, they developed it. Maybe they need the idea of Nero, like salt in a ditch. Not sound away from the loss of the Paiskim over here. Not clear. The Svarim, the Malachim seem to understand Margoliot. Are they diamonds? The no one's stringing together diamonds. No one making a hole in the diamond and stringing it together, trust me. No one strings them together. You make a setting and put them inside. The only thing they string together are pearls. And the swarm in English translated pearls. All the English swarm quote these swarm and they say, right, pearls. Pearls are strung together. That's what they do with it. Who? I have to check. Okay. It's hard to believe that's what they're discussing over here. What?
We're putting in a setting. So putting in a setting. Maybe
putting a setting? And that's not pressing them together. You have to put the things together.
The next
thing again, come on again. They want to answer it. The Shabbos, Priska Chubas, they want to answer it. Maisa, they point out to be making for different reasons. One is discussing a case of a diamond that come along with simple bottom of the Amos Shul, you would get a diamond from the mountain, that's not exactly how you're making it to a nice diamond. Even a pearl, they want to say Nishtan Tsurasa, they don't have a hard time with white Nishtan Tsurasa, as far as I know, they look exactly when they come out from the clam over here. The fact wants to tell you that the whole idea of the Isser is to protect it. Here you come to Shimush, make something over here. Neva Amos Shul says, to make something combined together to go use as a necklace, like flowers is a necklace over here, like Agminim is no problem, it's a Shimush over here. The Maisa should be motor. The Maisa, the Achrenim, they point out, true, it's not going to be awesome, it's on the Suga of maybe Ma'amer, but the two other assume that even the Maisa should agree to. That means, come along the Chaim Noah, and he says, you know, even Isra Masakimono. To make a necklace, you created something on Shabbos. They were all opposed to him, say, you even didn't, Isra de Raiso, it's on the Suga of Masakimono. Let's say you do not tie together and make into a necklace. You put them in, and they're going to come out. Kids that are taking these pearls and these beads, they put together in a string. When you learn halacha at Siman Shni and Zayin to Beis, the idea of Shem Yakshar. That means we discussed over there, the Shulchan Aruch case over there, is they used to put strings inside the shoe, and the way they used to leave the string inside, you have to tie it together. That's not negated to our shoes. The Pesukim say, for example, put your string inside your sweatpants. There, because everyone knows you tie the other end, otherwise you lose your string. They discuss blowing up a balloon. Most Pesukim say to ask him mitzvah Shem Yakshar on Shabbos. Ben Shabbos, my son kept trying to convince me he's allowed to blow it up on Shabbos because he's not going to tie it up. I told him, Shem Yakshar, where did I say it? Took out the door, unlocked him, looked it up. No, he got the other sheet. He's Michael over here. Fine. So, yeah, who says? Ekshia. But he doesn't want to count the names over here. Who's this person? Who's that person? But basically, the Chor, when you learn the Sugya, I told him it's not the Sugya Shabbat. He said, but Chaim is Michael. So I said, okay, but I know you know what a balloon is. But it's not the Sugya, there's Shema Yakshu over here. So the basically, even to put beads on a string, besides from Amr, besides from the Sakamoni, you have Nachabayo Shema Yakshu. Either one. Either one. The Minchas Ish has an interesting question that when a person that makes a snowball or snowman on Shabbos, the place can discuss what exactly is there an Isser, what the Isser is. They give out Mitzad Suga of Megabein, Boino, Murasek, Dosh, Muksa. So the Minchas Ish, very simple. Ma'amer. You're either the Isser, you're gathering together. Over the Isser Ma'amer. It's Nechshiv Ke'im Mokim Geduloi. Should be over the Isser Chalapach to the bottom. So the Maisa Dabatina has a tshuva and he says, Nandach Lengeda of Dula Karko. And the way the Nachas Daniel wants to answer, he says, are you gathering together to protect it or to use it? Nechal Lengeda of Shimush. I mean, Nubuz Achrenim seem to argue this point over here. They tell us, if Negeta gathering together to use, Miad, right away, snowball a snowman, that's not Nechal the Isser of Ma'amer.
What?
So just like the idea of flowers, Shmuel says it's nothing against Shemush. Snowman, same thing. Not worse than flowers. Now, Nigeret to the idea of having eggs and onions on Shabbos, not to make them eggs and onions. There are numerous Isurim discussed: 10 Isurim Deraisa and 3 Derabanan. Now. One of them they discuss is Mitzad Arsugya of Ma'amer. That means Kimel Gemaravam, and he says the reason why you're not over the Isser of Megabein by the case of pressing these figs together or stringing the figs and pressing these dates together, he says cannot come to Miapois Lashroisli. Not coming to make it look nice. So first, you go to Simcha and they have these bowls of egg salad they put on the plate over here. And they have a bowl of liver over here. They took a scoop and they scooped it together. And in La Shvoisai, that place, and they made it very nice on your plate. Is that Megabin? Is that our Mogan Avram? Says the Kishon Aruch, the Oyvin Isser of this Mogan Avram. Vurtan Laloch Lamaisa by Avosna and the Shmir Shabbos Kulchosai, you cannot make a scoop of eggs. Now, when you learn the Sugya of Megabin, we have numerous Svaras, what you make allow, numerous places on the street, whether it's Bilashol, there's no Shivas, don't stick together. Fine, that's one Sugya of Megabin. But another thing they ask is when you gather the eggs together, you make this bowl over here, why is it not Ma'amer? It says, Miskeres HaShulchan, Buot HaBen Minchas Ish, Minchas Shabbos, he says, Eichnam, you're this Ma'amer. You're gathering the eggs together. Again, if you make them on Shabbos, you make them. People will make egg and sibyl, the Chassidisha act on the table. What do you do? You did the act of Ma'amer over here. B'Salem. So you want to tell me, myself, wait a second, eggs is not to the karko, but the onions are going to the karko over here. So maybe without onions won't be a problem. The whole thing is that the tzibbel dough, right? You have to have the tzibbel. Without the tzibbel doesn't work, the eggs without tzibbel. Yeah, they discuss it also. No, they discuss it. It's awesome. The mice, again, the R Achoinim, and again, B'nei Mezobel, the Shitasa, he's been mocked with this in the Sefer. The Achoinim grapple and disagree, whether it's Shisha Shabbos or Chaim No, or not to them, lack to come along to disagree. Either one, Tanya, first of all, there's no Shabbos to make it one thing over here. Or Be'etzem, when you pick it up, it doesn't come together. The whole idea of sticking together is when the figs and dates stick together. You try to pick up the eggs, the mice are not coming together over here. But either point down, the Chorin Nishtanat also. What happened? The eggs are cooked over here. The onions are chopped up into small pieces, the Nitchan over here. But come on, the one time the Pagno that's taking oichel, made for achilah, it's not shmir over here, you're making it to go use over here. So for these reasons, come on, the Paiskim say that one of the least of your issues is ma'amr. You have much other issues. Rabbi Teichin, Rabbi Lush, Rabbi Baira, Rabbi Meichik, even if they're eating some eggs. You have bigger muksa, you have a lot of other issues to worry about more than ma'amr. True, there are those of ma'amr, but there are much other issues why you should make eggs before Shabbos. One last case before we get to Ovn Dachol is that I'm not clear why it's mutter, if it's mutter. They get to pekalach on Shabbos. Now, there are two cases of pekalach. One of the kids gathering them, that's the get to the Ovn Dachol Shaila. They get to making them on Shabbos. Now, when you make them, chutzlois, the chalapachas, you have over here a bag and you put inside of them nuts and raisins, which are both gula karko, and other things inside, candies, some of you try yachid racks. Whatever they do, they put inside the bag over here. So the shadow is when you put them together in a bag Friday night and you tie them together, what you just do, it's not machim geduloi, but it's in the bias, you tie them together, it's the told over here. Told is either sticking them together or tying them together. Come on the Piskei Shuvas, it says to make pekalach Friday night with things that are gula karko is also. Also. He says those who do it ain't little place. Why? Because the Magav Rum disagrees with the Mishaburo. Even by the Toldo. But once you come along like the Magav Rum, the Chayod, sorry, Mishaburo, the Nishmas Odom, Maizir Kayak, things that are Gula Karka, even not Makandula by the Toldo applies, who to make Pekla Friday night, either things that Gula Karka, like nuts and raisins, who you cannot make them Friday night when you tie them together. Now, if you want to know if you made them Friday before Shabbos and tie them on Shabbos, that's back to the question of the Chayot we mentioned earlier. Those want me make, those want me machmer. So that's the Toldo Shabbat. The nuts are not Mishan Sirasa and the raisins are strong over here. Nuts? No. No, that's not Mishan Sirasa. If you want his example, the Piskaju writes, Gregor Simuka Mushkaitim. Those are inside the bag. Those are not.
They look totally different in the field. They come totally different.
Is the problem putting it in the bag?
Oh, so that again, we mentioned the Chayyim Klez's question: is it one without the other? He's a Masopic.
Is there a difference between tying items together?
Yeah.
Sticking them together.
It's no, the person. So it seems from the way the Chayyim sets it up, no. He says, the Getter told us whether, even though the case of it is pressing them together, truth is, one case really pressing, the other one is putting them inside a rope and sticking them together. It's not really being stuck together. So one or the other, anyway, connecting them, making it to one, is Nichol Nezisser.
Not trying to make the
raisins
away from one, just putting them together in the bag. There you're making one round, though.
That could be a point.
But eggs also, you're still not trying to make it one. You're trying to
mash them. Yeah, but you're not making it to one, it falls apart. I think that's more the reason why it's mutter. Fine, negate the sigil of Nechol. That means you went through the Av, went through the Toldo, went through the Nir Kamamar. Now we have another sigil of Nechol. We have Gemara Dafkum and Gimel Abayz. Gemara discusses when someone in the Spazdu like Peis Bechotzer, Peis fell out on his Chotzer, the Gisel Fenenu is Mulaket Yad al Yad Va'Eichel. Go eat it. How to put inside a sal, or to put inside a kupa, or to a basket or a box, Shlo Yasik Nash Oysa Bechol, it should not be done. Now, the question is, what exactly is the site of this Issa over here? Start with a question. We learn the Sugya of Muksa, the Gemara Dafkum from Aleph, Gwurta Aluch and Simon Shintes. First on the Chavis, that's Paris inside, and the rack inside. The Gemara says his boss is the Issa Leheter, the Heter is Mochoshev, be a Bechiv Nira. What to go do? Take his Chavis, turn it upside down, have the rack and the Paris fall out, and then gather all the Paris together and put it back inside the Chavis. So we have a case, the Gemara says, gather all the Paris together and put it back inside the Chavis. What happened to the Aosig in the Gemara Kufam Gimel? It's two blot later, the Yambayo of Nichol. We have two blot earlier saying, go do it. And two blot later, Mice says also. As I effect the Rishayim, that's where the basis of Mice is bringing down over here. Come on, the Rabban, you want to say, what is the Issa of Eiskechol? You want to say, Dafk in the case, the Gemara says, Chotzer, to not say the case of bias, the chutz over there, there's often with service, there's rocks and dirt over there, and therefore when these parents fall inside, take them out as mechzi kibayr. Not suki ma'amr, mechzi, it looks like bayr. They come along to take out these parents, gossam, even these big parents over here, from these rocks and dirt over here, they have a mechzi kibayr. Now, in this idea of mechzi kibayr, what comes out, according to Rabban, the Gemara is saying over here, that to put it in your hand is mutter, inside a box, inside a basket of mice is usher. So, Ben Hashem will learn bayr, land on this man, but yeah, these big parents, so why the mice is not bayr? Why is it only mechzi? What happened to the isra bayr? So, the Ramban inside sounds like, because the big parents over here, the big ones, so they clear, very nicker, of a big apple, big orange, big pear over here, fell on the ground. Even when it's big, it's coming out, the mice is usher. Only beyond his mutter. A bayr, something big, mice is an isra over here. So you learn a lot from Ben Hashem again to Simon Shir test of Gimel. Truma Zadeshin is Mesopic. We're talking about what the luck is by big parents. It's Nichon the Issa of Bayer. The Maisha, since it's a Chashkin and Chatzis, the Mola Maisha is Machmer. That means if you understand the secret of Yemen, the idea of Bayer and the big over here, Maisha, we are Chashkin for this Ramban, the luck of Maisha. They will have Issa to gather them together. Uchura. The problem a little bit is, the Mishmur says that he is why it's not Bayer also. If the Ramban says why it's not Bayer, it sounds like because they're big parents. That's the only Messi can Bayer. Maisa, the Mishmur says yes, why is not Bayer? Why? Because it says a person can eat them right away. Not Bayer, it's the altar. Anyone knows a clown the gear to Bayer? That's Eichel Mipsoilis, Miyad Miyad, the Maisa is mutter. If that's so, you have the person on the floor, you're picking them up, and the local area is to eat them on the altar is mutter only if you kept them in your hand. Put them in a box, put them inside a sal, a kupa, mice is ulcer. It has to be something that's mewed to eat right away for shimush right away. When you learn bayra and shimush in your test, and we did, the Bezim will see, no limitsinu v'loyu inu, that if you don't have the three kolom, the mice be issa mechzi kibayr. Come on, Piskei Tshuva, as he points out, this Ramban, that Mishmur brings down loch l'maisa, is a massive chiddush in the sugya of bayra. Where do we see that's miyad, biyad, oich b'nei psalis, and still it's ulcer? You learn bayra, I don't think anyone knows this. And l'chorot comes out from this mishmul, mice it's ulcer. Unless you put in a kli that's mewed to be eaten right away. Mewed for shimush right away. So he sends a seva, Shabbos kalocha, he said, Echlami, maybe you have your machma, miuchen, and peris in the chotzer. Otherwise, not a chotzer, maybe the bais, it can't be mekel. L'chorot, it's a good aura, what happens to loch, mitzvah, and man, they get the sugya bayra, which we'll have to get back to. But that's one way to learn the sugya, is mechzi kabayra. A second way you have to learn the sugyo, when the parents are in the chotzer, come on the Rambam. He says you put them in a sal, you put them in a kupa, what will happen? Looks like dark shoisa b'chol, and you might come along to do what you do during the week and press them together. We come to do an act of imur. Pressing together, the act of imur is a told of imur. So come along, what is the is over here? Will lead to the mlocha of ma'amer. That means where is the dark shoisa, what's the is of the chol? The Ramban says beside the is of the idea of mechzi kibayr, Yom says it'll lead to the issa of ma'amr. And that's how Tresol goes, or Vazan Shuvah. Again, they point out, like Misha says, it's chash rochik. Where do you see this from? But never tell the question, what happens when the parents that not cannot be stuck together? Racks cannot be, the nuts cannot be stuck together. Do you have this issa? Maybe say it can't be tied together, it can argue the point. That's the second mouth brought down the base Yosef. A third mouth in the base Yosef, he says, what is the issa over here? It quotes to Ben Yaina, the Rashba. The issue is, in the chutz is achas heino v'achas heino. It's spread out all over the place. And therefore, the halacha is, the issue of gathering things together, mash enkinu, when it's in one place, is no problem. Therefore, they want to ask the Gemara Kuf Mem Aleph, when he took the chavis, he turned it upside down, and the rock fell out, the parish there. It's all in one place. One place, the mice, it's mutter. The Gemara Kuf Mem Gimel, the spazru, and the chutz is spread out, achas heino v'achas heino, the mice, it's ulcer. What's the issue of achas heino v'achas heino, more than one place? Says Lavosh, Tircho, Chayodim, Tircho, Lachamishna, Kishonar, they say the Mitzvah Sugyo of Tircho. That means we have an Issa of Nechol, and we have three ways in the Beis Yosef to explain it. Either it looks like a Mlocho, or lead to Mlocho, or Tircho. Three different ways. How do you find the definition of Nechol? That was last Chavura. We pointed out Tverei Sol Zakdomo said there are three ways to find Nechol. Either it looks like a Mlocho, or leads to Mlocho, or Tircho. So it comes along, the Ramban is saying why it looks like Melacha Barer. The Ram says, it leads to Melacha of Ma'amr. And the Manyan is saying, it's on the Sugya of Tiracha. Ma'amr says, three Mahalchim over here are three ways in the gate Sugya of Nechol. And look at Mechaim No and Chelechas. You can't even say Mepharish to Achoinim, the Rishon this way, in different ways to understand the idea of Nechol. Now, how do you apply the Sugya of Nechol? Basically, there are two main questions over here of Nechol. The Gemara says, number one, Chotzer. And number two, Peris. Is Chotzer Dafka? Peris Dafka? Or Chotzer Lav Dafka? Peris Lav Dafka. How do you understand it? So first, take the case of Chotzer. That means Ma'amr is always in the case of a Sada, not in a house. Here it says in the Chotzer in your field. Is it Dafka Chotzer? The words of Gemara is Chotzer. The Rambam is Chotzer. The Mechaber is Chotzer. And therefore, those who are tiny, this halacha is not in your house. Teresh Yisrael, or the Tzion says, your house is all one mokum, one area over here. Chaim Kanievsky is this way. If Ida wants to go this way, Rav Rivi, yes, they want to tell you that the halacha is in your chotzer. Therefore, to say the chol in your house will not apply. My step point out numerous reasons why not, that's not so. Number one, take out the chai odom and the kitzer, and they write, bias oi chotzer. Each one writes, bias oi chotzer. So first, we have the chai odom and kitzer say it goes to either one. Number two over here, the idea of, we have a Mishnah Berurah that speaks out this Indian over here. The Mishnah Berurah, when he discusses the Av in Simon Shemen and Siftes, he points out the Mechab says, Osr l'kabes kol dovah b'mokim g'duloi. It's a lotion of Osr. Why not say the lotion of Chiev? Come tell you that even when it's not mokim g'duloi, the Maiseh it's mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'ayin le'il simon shin lamin hei sifhei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when the contrast the house, the case of the field, and Ayin Le'il Simon Shin Lamed Hei Sifhei. So the Mishmur is saying something clearly. What's he saying? So the Achronim seem to argue what clearly the Mishmur is saying. Now we come with Namazil Ben Al-Mashulash. They want to say, if I care, he's saying over here that only over here means on the Sugya of the Av that told the Mutim of Bayis, how much Shin Lamed Hei, Avad of Bayis is also. That's Ub Nechol. The way how Rav Ribiyat or of Ayin Le'il Want Haino, over here is Dafka in the Sada of Araya. Over there says Chotzer. Over here also. So there's a clear Mishnah Berurah that says something that's comparing to Sugya Shin Lamed Hei. The question was, he mean the Chor Araya, the Mishnah Berurah is being in Machmer. The Simon Shin test by the Sugya Muksa, the Rulun Samazman. He writes over there, when you take the Chavis, you put it upside down, and you want to gather them together, and to throw out the rock. He says, leave the rock behind, gather them together. It says, Achi Zor, make sure that Achas Heinav and Achas Heinav don't gather them together because you have an Isser. Atzim Amr. Putting it inside the Kakola. Achas Heinav, Achas Heinav, be very careful. Now, if he holds in a Bais and Mutter, he says, Achi Zor and Achotzer. The steamers of the Mishnah Berurah, the point out the Achorinim, is Achi Zor wherever you are, whether it's a Bais or a Achotzer, a personal Bais has to be Machmer. Void, they point out, the Rishonim seem to be saying they have a question. The Gemara says Chotzer. The Yitzchak Gemara's question Kufim Gimel by the case of Chotzer, Kufim Alf by the case of Chavis. Why don't the Rishonim, the Rashi, the Ben Yonah, the answer is simple. One's a Bais, one's a Chotzer. They came along to Mechadish Achas Heino VaAchas Heino. One's in one place, one's spread out. That's the Ramban's Kasha. Ramban says, I'll bring you on Raya, I'm right, it's a single barrier. Why? Because one time says Chotzer, another place does not say Chotzer. But the Rishonim did not go like the Ramban. What's the answer? In Chlam, the case of Chavis and the Bias. Sound like the Rishonim that the Loch is whether the Bias or Chotzer, the Bias is also. V'oi, the fifth point. Let's take the Loch distance far over here. This is Mitzat Tircho, Mitzat Zozel. Why should it make any difference whether it's a Bias or Chotzer? Therefore, the Chayodim says it's Bias or Chotzer. He writes Tircho Yisairo on the same Loch. Kishon Arach says Bias or Chotzer. It's on the Sugya of Tircho. That means the Sfar Shmoy, if it's Mitzat Tircho, what should make a difference? If the Sfar Shmoy is because it might come to press them together, what do we hold the Tolda by the case of the Tolda is? Babayas or only Bechotzer or even Babayas? It passes in the Mishnah Berurah, even Babayas. Therefore, said B'nim Zobim Nevinzal, according to the reason of the Rambam, it also should be in the case over here, of even a case of Babayas, Ladak or Chotzer. The same leading to Ma'amr should be this way. The only smoke you start clanging the gate to Sugya Boyer. What the luck is the gate to in the Chotzer? In the Bayis. Because not Boyer inside the house, because no dirt over there. Mice read the Machaber in the place, because they seem to go with both Malchim, side the Ramban and the other Rishonim. So it comes out, Bukhura, in this question again to Umdachol, Mefurish, number one, the Chayadim Lekitz to be Machmer. Number two, it seems to be that way in the Mishnah Berurah. Number three, seems to be that way among the Rishonim. Number four, seems to be that way up in Sora Shabbai. And the Maisa, the Numas Achoyin, the Maisa, well, Machmer, that's why. Malakim, Rav Yashiv, Rav Zilber, Kizil Shabbos, Rav Shem Kossi, Rav Alt, Erech Shabbos, and others come up to the Maisa to be Machmer over here. If so, the question is, if you can't gather things together, it sounds to get over the hole. Let's take one question. How in the world can a person gather the toys together inside his house? I know those who are machmer, machmer during the week, not going to do that. But my question is, how in the world do you gather things together of toys? What happened? You can ask number one, it's on the sugya of the deraisa of the chol. That you want to answer very simple. It's not suyosoi, it's not machmer geduloi. Also, you can argue the point not inside Shimur. You want to clean up the house over here. So, it's not the Issa deraisa that told the Shemai, who does not apply. You have like five different reasons why it does not apply over here. Imar after Imar. When it's not the Uv Nechol, how in the world do you clean up your toys? I mean, again, to be clear, the Av that told her, Shtan Shirosi, your toys. Command every single time. Take your Lego. Your Lego is Shtan Shirosi. It's Imar after Imar. It's not Machim Gedulai over here. It's not, you want the house to be clean, not inside the of Shimur over here. You have numerous reasons why to make them. But behold, Uv Nechol, gather things together means even the bias. How do you gather the Lego together over here? So now, lead to the second question. Is it Dafka Paris, or is it everything over here? So again, the Rav Eider writes in the Sefer, he points out Dafka, the words are Paris over here. We wrote the question, Chaim Knievsky and Rav Nemental, both went back, look at the case of Dafka Paris. Erchus Shabbos says that the steamers are placed, and everyone says the word of Paris over here. The Lego on the floor, Graf Street is beautiful, kids having toys on the floor, they play with it. It's wonderful. You're in a ball game. Yeah, that's also true. Now, I think the reason why maybe to machala between why to be machmen and bayis but only gave to sugya peris, maybe to understand these side over here, I think gathering peris together on the floor, whether it's in the house or in the field, it seems to be a chore. Undachol, it's a work over here. I think that's not void over here. That's isif tirch over here. I think cleaning up a house. This game chayenu, like we spoke out by Uv Nechol, affected for yourself, how can we eat on Shabbos? It's Uv Nechol. Now the definition of Uv Nechol has to be a chore over here, a work over here. Or no matter, we can breathe on Shabbos, eat on Shabbos. I think taking care of a house is not nichol to get it of a zul on Shabbos, a terakhah. That's how we live life. Things spill on the floor, we clean them up. And then if it could be dafka by Paris, that seems to be a chore, and that's to be nichol to get a terakhah. But the idea of stop cleaning up things, not nichol to get it of the idea of Uv Nechol, and there seems to be the lot of dark in the gates to your parents. Now, the Paiskim. So then, so yeah, have a kasha, Konami, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Next time I come, Zaidi, I won't bleed that, I won't clean up in your house. Bleed either. Now, the Maisa, the idea of Paris, until 25 years ago, everyone kept to the words of Shulchan Aruch, said Paris is nothing more than that. I see now that Chodashani, he wants to answer if things are not Paris, then he has a problem with toys. And I'm not clear how he exactly answers toys. I see the Pesach Tshuvas, he also has a Baya over here. He wants also to be Machal Adaka Paris. Also, he has an issue with toys. He says, but toys, he wants to get involved. What's the definition of Achas Heino, Achas Heino? That means, Achas Heino, Achas Heino, meaning one place is Mutter, Chovas upside down, one place is Mutter, Achas Heino, Achas Heino is Ulcer. So that's the form seem to go, Pesach Tshuva, Al-Mashulas, Simchah Bonim, others. They say if the case over there is you're sitting in one place and you can get to all of them in one place one time, that's not spread out. You have to bend down and go over to somewhere else, Echnam, that's called spread out. So then one time, if your toys are you sit down in one area, that's called not spread out. So the Pesach Tshuva is in one place, and not a Shadach, Nerchav, Echnam will be Motor. Otherwise, he has a Baya. He says he has Mekilim over here, something on this, something on that. Mickey, it sounds like he wants to be Machmer if it's lavdav ka Paris.
What if most of it is in one place but some...
So, whatever is there, you're allowed to. Other places aren't. Now, there is an interesting question. Could a person come along on the floor, sweep everything together, or even Paris sweep them all together? Now they're all in one place. One place, that lock is clearly its motor. Can you sweep them all together? Oh, so it says to pick them up with your hand. Either in your hand or in a basket. The Uv Nechol Shabbai. I mean, not the Issa Ma'amr. It's because of the Uv Nechol. Is there an Issa? Sweeping is not no Issa, Uv Nechol. The question is, the only is picking it up. That's the true over here, it seems to me. So you can argue the point back and forth. My side, I see, is for Sitzchok Issa Liashim, and the Shemir Shabbos, and the Orcha Shabbos with Asasmoy. Also, all three of them say that we do not have any Makar to Aser, Apisvoro, Mestavitz Mutter. Pushing together, we see no Isser. Once in one place, the Mice and Mutter, and no problem. The Biskei Tshuva says, but something that's Mamish Gula Karkel, something that's Perius, he wants Aser, because we want the Makar to be Makal. Why Mice and Liashim said Apisvoro, and the Orcha Shabbos is Mestavitz Mutter? That means if you want to make machmer on your toys in the ground, then to sweep them together, now they're all in one place, those are entitled to mice and smutter. Just one last case. Putting away svarim. Is there a baya, a ma'amer? The pashas, what shaykhis? Mice and there's an urch zebenu, the chelik aleph. There's the urch, the chaznishka put away svarim. It's brought down over there, you cannot do that mitzvah the sugya ma'amer. Ma'amer. So they went to Chaim Kanievsky, my ish the Chaldal, on this from. They asked him, "What is the Isser put away from called the Chaznish?" He says, "Not Ma'amar. What shayches? Right? It's not Machu Bedulah. It's no Imach Imur. It's not Tzirosi. Not Nechlegeder Shmir over here. What's the Isser over here?" So we tell us to give Tercho. So that's what he answered in my ish. Other places he says that those who want Tainas Isser Ma'amar called the Chaznish. That means he answered certain time certain people. The Navada Chaznish asked him to Tercho, but those are saying Ma'amar Mishem Chaznish. Now, he says, if it's ma'amr, he says, even putting away one sefer should be a problem. But he says, about it's not ma'amr, so about one, two is not terrible, no problem. A bunch of swarm might be a problem. Maisa, look around, Klai, so Maisa, I don't put away the swarm, definitely get him chesed, or ben mechaveri, or ba'afor shemaychel, might be a chiv over here to go put them away. Put them away, achana, if you don't give achana, also you're doing to be nice and clean. Depends, when are you doing it, when are you putting away? Friday nights, no achana, no. Depends you're putting away. So my son, I'll be swore she by the chud not mamar. I'll tirch. You have to learn the klum to get to tircha. Putting away a stack of swarm is an issue or not, and when does it apply? The mice from El until now, we learned five swarms straight. If you realize we learned shalom gimel, shalom adal, shalom hay, shalom avon, shalom zayin. That means best we should have a test on all five. But we have Achmanis only have test on three of them right now. My father also said we should have a test together with Orcha Shabbos Perikud Ches. For shalom is in it because it's zuraya. And Chayush and Ma'amar and Chayitz all together, all four malachs over here. And we asked this before Chavura. So we're going to have Be'ez Hashem a test of three simanim together with the Orcha Shabbos. Also, Matam to the Heilige Zeda of having Nochen Enochel last night to my brother of Yosef, Malcham, Slochel.